Good morning. It's very noisy this morning. My horse is chomping at her hay. Isn't that nice? We have the Queen of Swords, we have the Nine of Cups, and we have the Two of Wands, all reversed for the 30th of April and the 1st of May, 1922. Happy New Moon, Partial Eclipse Day, which is exactly what this reading looks like, I've decided. I'm no astrologer, but when I do dive into it and stand back and look at the patterns and movements, it's fascinating, especially associated with the tarot. We have Minor Arcana today, the Daily Life cards, although the Queen of Swords in the reverse would lop your head off for calling her minor. Were this spread in the upright, which it will be, as it is the nature of the world and the Wheel of Fortune to turn, we would be making big plans, partnerships, communications, business negotiations. I'm very excited to have finally just ordered The After Tarot by Pietro Aligo and Giulia F. Massaglia, I have no idea. The cards, illustrated in the classic Rider-Waite-Smith style, depicts what happens next in the scene on the card. The Two of Wands are fire. Leo Sagittarius Aries usually shows a human assumed to be a business person of some kind. The suit of fire is the career suit. And our protagonist in this little movie is looking far out to sea, contemplating expansion. Or his dream. It's an active suit, and associated with Mars, the Two of Wands is an assertive energy. In his or her right hand, he or she holds a globe. As it is said about this character and his or her orb, the world is their oyster. Twos suggest and address partnerships in the tarot, and while on the Morgan Greer card we see another arm reach into the frame, offering his own staff or branch, also sprouting with new green leaves, we have a potential partnership. On the After Tarot version, a beautiful woman has now joined this visionary, and we have partners ready to move on to the three. 2 + 1 = 3, the number of creation and expansion. I can't wait to read this deck. In the center, and in the reverse, is the Wish card, the Nine of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. In the upright is the Jolly Innkeeper, plump and rosy cheeks flushed with wine glow. Nine goblets are lined up on the bar behind him, awaiting guests. He or she is often a restaurateur, hotelier, or just a happy host. It's a card of comfort and luxury, and although in the reverse it can mean the darker side of self-indulgence, were this card in the upright, we would be satisfied, successful, and hopefully generous and humble. The After Tarot shows no guest to be served, or with which to share all these blessings and bounties, but a servant who brings our zaftig-robed and slippered host a huge platter of food, enough for two. The Queen of Swords, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, is the intellectual queen, male or female. She's done the research, analyzed the analysis, assessed the situation and the data, and her advice may very well be to pay attention to the upcoming Mercury retrograde period, which is from May 10th to June 2nd. That's quite a piece of time. And one of the more well-known don'ts of a Mercury retrograde is in regard to new alliances, partnerships, contracts, or commitments. This is simply delay. Annoying, but well worth considering. The Two of Wands reversed suggest interruptions in communications or misunderstandings, and we rarely see the Queen of Swords reversed. Whatever long-term plans we may have, should we want what we want, whatever that is, if we're hoping for the best possible outcome, it may be well worth it to consult the astrology.